From the Maple View Animal Hospital studios, this is the WHTC Morning News with Gary Stevens and Peg McNichol on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
And we welcome you back to the WHTC Morning News for this Thursday, March 11th. Thursday mornings, we have an opportunity to chat with the six-term Republican congressman from Zeeland, Bill Heisinger. He joins us from Washington over the phone this morning. Bill, good morning and welcome back to WHTC Morning News.
Good to be with you, Gary.
Glad you are with us. And we heard from Peter Meyer. You had a chance to chat with him yesterday on your Facebook post about helping out the Michigan National Guardsmen who are in Washington. And for Peter, of course, he's an Army, he's a veteran, so that is near and dear to his heart. But it looked like it was a bipartisan effort by Michigan's congressional delegation to help out these Guards people.
Yeah, you know what started as a clandestine plan for my office to literally go buy donuts and bagels and walk the perimeter turned into something that was far more productive, and it was bipartisan. I worked with Dan Kildee, who is the dean of the Democrat delegation, and we put this together, and we were going to do it no matter what kind of cooperation we got from Army National Guard higher ups. They saw the benefit, the light at the end to help and cooperate, and that was great. Look, it was a small gesture. We worked with the Michigan State Society, which is a nonprofit group out here of Michigan companies and people that are involved out here in Washington D.C. and they do some other events and things like that. But they really stepped up. They provided $10,000 that went to 1,000 $10 gift cards for each one of these men and women in uniform that are serving out here. And they also bought the Chick-fil-A sandwiches that we ended up distributing, and that was like another $5,000 that they did. And I can tell you, it was very warmly received. The troops are ready to come home. Clearly they had felt frustrated over the last number of weeks with the food situation, with some of the other things that were going on. But yesterday was a good day. I think everybody felt pretty good about this and how they were wrapping up their time here in Washington.
Question is, are they coming home or are they going to have to stay a little longer? It looks like the Pentagon might want to keep them around for a few more weeks.
Yeah, the governor, that's the governor's call. She has said that she is bringing them home. I've been checking with the logistics folks here. They're telling me they are making those preparations to get home. I hope and pray she holds to that commitment that she has made publicly and privately, and I anticipate that our troops in Michigan will be coming home. Yes, there is a request that had been made and granted by Department of Defense to keep about half the size of the force that's currently here, but they're going to have to get them from some other states, and we have to remember that. These are voluntary troops that are put forward by the governors of the various states. So they're going to have to find some of these troops and some of these governors who are going to be willing to send those troops.
We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger. He and other members of the U.S. House voted on the America of what is it? America healing, not healing. American Rescue Plan. Yes, the American Rescue Plan is what the $1.9 trillion package was in. Earlier this week, efforts to try to put amendments basically were quashed by the Speaker. And basically, it's a case of yay or nay on the entire package. And since Democrats hold the majority hand, it did pass. And the president will be making a public address about this tonight. And I'm looking at a CBS News YouGov poll saying that the overall approval rate for this package is 75%, and 46% of Republicans are approving of this package. Obviously, you know, it's going to help, but it's also, you know, has some hidden things in it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, there's a lot in there, Gary, and a couple of things. I don't believe this package is going to age well. In other words, as people uncover what's really in it, the time frames that this is all about, 46% of this money isn't even spent in the next year. This is going into 2023. This is not immediate help. It's simply not. This is not what we had done on a bipartisan basis. You know, this is the largest spending bill that we've ever had, only eclipsing the other largest spending bill that we had ever had, $1.7 trillion. But that one was a bipartisan, massively bipartisan bill with a few fringe folks on the right and the left who voted against it back almost a year ago. By the way, happy one-year anniversary on COVID. This bill was purely partisan. It had abortion provisions in there that are going to be seeing tax-funded paying for taxpayers funding these abortions on the social side. You had a number of those types of issues on the fiscal side. This is sending money to states that have poorly managed themselves, have massive deficits in their union pension, state union pension funds. This isn't going to take care of the Teamsters and a bunch of other unions that have issues with their pensions. This is all public sector pensions. We are seeing, like I said, $350 billion that's going to be going to states. California is running a $10 billion surplus this year, and yet they're going to be getting billions of dollars that are coming in. And at the end of the day, we have $1 trillion left over from the previous five packages that has been authorized but is unspent yet. And now we're adding another $1.9 trillion onto the big giant national credit card, where most of it's not even going to be spent this calendar year, much less this fiscal year. And like I said, as I started with this, I just simply do not believe this is going to age well the way that those first few packages have, with the Paycheck Protection Program and so many other very, very helpful things that were in there, extension of unemployment insurance and those kinds of things. So we'll see, but I would highly suspect that those numbers will get turned around, and that was why I was a no.
Now, here's the thing that I find amusing, and of course you being a former state lawmaker yourself might find it amusing too, maybe not, I don't know. When word of this passage came through to Lansing, State Budget Director David Masseron is quoted by MERS News as saying, "This is an incredible opportunity for the state to create fundamental change," end quote. I found that quote very amusing.
Well, it's really what it's about. And if you listen to, like, Gavin Newsom's press conference and other governors around the state, they're not talking about how to get the economy back on track. They're talking about how to fundamentally change how we have been operating. And most of the time, Gary, this is about social issues, not fiscal issues. They are using this as a massive hammer to pound people into the shape that they want. And, you know, one of the provisions in here said that states are not going to be able to change their tax law if they're accepting this federal money. So if you, as a state, now they're saying, well, we don't want states to lower taxes and using all this money. Well, talking to tax experts and talking to people that have done this, you know, we change tax policy all the time, where things go up and down, you know, in various categories. And it might be everything from the gas tax to how we deal with real property tax. And there's a belief that if Michigan changes its tax law at all, that it may technically violate what this bill says. And so there's going to be all kinds of games getting played with that. Well, we like that change, but we don't like that change. So we'll and by the way, it's up to the Secretary of Treasury as to whether they're going to rescind the money or not. So if the Biden administration likes the change that one state does, but doesn't like the change another state does, they could pull the money from one state and let another state keep that money. That's just political games using taxpayer dollars.
One final thing, Congressman Bill Heisinger, and this might take a few moments for you to comment on. A story that we got on our wires this morning. The Biden administration is looking to Central America to stem the tide of migrants at the southern border. The president wants commitments from governments there to fight corruption in exchange for $4 billion in aid that would go to communities and international organizations fighting poverty, climate change, inequality, and violence. Customs and Border Protection officials report illegal border crossings have jumped by nearly 30% in the last month, and the number of unaccompanied children has tripled.
Yeah, and it's a 97% increase from 1 year ago in January. January to January, we are seeing a 97% increase. And regardless of your views of President Trump, this was something that he focused on, and it wasn't just the wall. He worked very strongly and quickly with those Central American countries. And they did get aid. We voted on it, and it was delivered to them. And they really stepped up to help stem this tide and to keep their citizens in their countries. Instead of helping them along the way, they discouraged them along the way to our southern border. And I can't just help but point out the complete hypocrisy that is happening out of this White House, where you have people like Vice President Harris, who, while she was a sitting senator, claiming that there was kids in cages that, by the way, those photos were being used that were from the Obama-Biden administration. But she was claiming that these kids in cages was unacceptable. But now, when they're kids in containers, they're now called a protection facility. And it's completely ridiculous. Now, you'll remember, Gary, that I was the Republican that introduced a piece of legislation that said that family separation could not happen. I felt very strongly about that, and I still feel that way today. We're going to see that same situation happening here. We are. And what is happening on that southern border is because of the Biden administration. That's not my words. Those are the words of the president of Mexico, who has said this. That folks are coming through Mexico who believe that there will be a welcome mat at the southern border, and that they are coming. And this is a crisis, whether the White House will admit it and whether, frankly, the mainstream media will admit it. This is an absolute crisis of humanity on the border. It was a number of years ago, and I just wish people would have the moral courage and the actual consistency to call it a crisis now, because you deal with a crisis a little differently than you deal with just a run-of-the-mill, you know, business as usual. And so we're seeing hypocrisy just blossom like tulip bulbs around here.
Let's talk about tulip bulbs another time, Bill Heisinger. Sure. It's getting to be nice weather. Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger joins us Thursday mornings to talk a little bit about what's going on in Washington. Wish you and your family well. Wish you a safe trip back home this weekend. And we look forward to talking with you again next Thursday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you very much, Bill Heisinger. 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.